Next, I have the pleasure of introducing our Hugoton plant manager and new Hugoton resident, Danny Allison. Danny and I have worked together since 1994 when he was hired as a plant manager to oversee the building and the startup of our then new 55 million gallon per year plant in York, Nebraska. Danny then progressed through various other leadership roles within the company and has now been asked to assume the significant responsibility of managing the operations here in Hugoton. Danny and I have been around for a while. If he and I each had more hair, we'd probably be referred to as the gray hairs of the bioenergy group, but, you know, so far that's not a problem. In any event, I can absolutely assure you that there's no better person to lead the startup of this new facility. I'm very happy to invite Danny up to the stand here to talk briefly about the facility. Thanks.
Well, you can see where I write in the echelon. Mr. Stanley's got the iPad. I got the little laminated cards here. But welcome, everyone. I'm here today not only as an Abengoa employee and not only as the manager of this wonderful facility, but also as a member of the community, as Mr. Stanley said. It's been an honor and a privilege for me to join the community, and the community that really supports what we're trying to do to make our dreams come true and to produce cellulosic fuel ethanol. The support I've seen from Hugoton, from Stevens County, from the state of Kansas, demonstrates to me a hard work ethic, the neighborly atmosphere, the shared vision of this area, the same attributes that were used by previous generations when this country was founded. When we arrived to break ground, quite a few harvests ago, 7 years ago now, all we could promise was a vision to succeed, a promise that the years of research and development led us to Southwest Kansas to make our dream a reality. And while we put concrete and steel in the ground, this community was a little curious, a little skeptical, but they always rallied behind us. They gave us encouragement, and that encouragement sustained us with the determination that brought us to this day. This day of celebration has finally arrived, and I'm truly thankful for all of the organizations, all of the individuals, and each of the contractors, workers, suppliers, consultants that played a part in this achievement. Together, we're creating the ability to produce renewable energy out of crop waste. We've created additional jobs, and those will continue to improve the local economy. We are creating a better future for our children's children. Every season, we watch the local farmers till the soil, lay the seeds, harvest the crops that they grow. With this project, we'll take that step one further. After harvesting the crops, we will be able to transform the crop residues into an energy supply that powers our cars, heats our homes, and improves our quality of life. And I've got a little slide to try to walk you through a little bit about the process. I don't know if everyone can see that. My pen obviously cannot see that too well. But we'll start section number one. We'll talk about biomass receiving, and all of you that go on the tour will see this in person. But biomass receiving, we have truckloads of biomass that come from the farmers' fields or from our storage sites. That's automatically unloaded onto a conveying system, where we de-stack that stack of bales into one common bale, and then we process that through a grinder. We chop it up into small particle sizes, like you see here. We put that into a pre-treatment process, which is our proprietary technology developed over the last 12 years. That then pre-treated material starts to release the energy from the fiber. We use Ricardo's famous enzymes. Thank you very much, Ricardo. The enzymes do the work to convert this material into sugars. So all of the energy that was captured in this fiber is now converted to sugar. Our final product, pure ethanol. Please don't drink it. It's a wonderful fuel, reduces environmental impact, reduces our greenhouse gas emissions, And as we say in the slide, we safely produce renewable energy, we use environmental-friendly technology, and we can contribute to a sustainable future. Thank you.